Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the weekend and another edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here for the next 2 hours. My name is Ken Carverly. I am the outside guy.
Good morning. Chuck Bridenstine, the inside guy, totally affected by your outside weather. I'm blaming you. I've got a cold.
You can blame me. Stay away from me. Stay on that. Stay over there.
Come here, little guy.
Don't come near me.
Sit on my lap.
Get away from me.
We're going to have fun today. We got a lot of stuff.
We are going to have fun today. Yeah, your clock does not need adjusting. We are on an hour early today because of Michigan State basketball coming up right after the show at 11 o'clock pregame. Who are they playing today, Chuck? Do you know?
I don't even know.
What do you mean you don't know? You're a Sparty.
You know what? They're so bad this year. I'm so sick of it.
Are they going to make the
tournament? They're very mediocre. How's that? You watch them, and they look good.
Both Michigan teams are like that, aren't they?
They both are. Actually, yeah. I watched them play each other, and it's like, who wants it a little bit more than the other guy?
Really?
Yeah, they played last week at Michigan.
Yeah.
And actually, U of M did a great job of honoring.
Yes, I saw that. That was phenomenal.
The events at MSU. And MSU... They played neck and neck, and it was like they both played down to the level of either team at any given moment until Michigan finally won.
Gotcha.
But hey, no, great I'm not team impressed with either one.
I don't know if either one are going to make tournament. I haven't followed them that closely this year. But hey, we have a great show coming up for you today. Sorry about the weather. I guess Chuck said it's my fault, and I apologize.
You're the outside guy.
I'm the outside guy.
You and take credit when the sun shines.
My season is coming up. How was your week, buddy?
I had a great week.
You got a nice amber hue on you.
You know what? My doctors are telling me I'm not dead yet. So that's a good thing. It's all good.
Well, you spent a little time vacationing.
I did.
And in the Sunshine State, and good for you. You deserve
it. Flew down, flew back.
How did the ice storm affect you?
Praise God, not at all.
Not at all. You were here by the time the ice storm happened.
You know what? It was one of those things where I dodged it. And I know people that have had to drive through it, and you just look up and go, thank you, Lord, it wasn't me. I mean, it's that old thing. I always think about the herd mentality when you've got 1,000 wildebeest and one of them is getting chased by 4 lions and eaten for dinner that night. It's like the rest of them got to be going, thank you, Lord, it wasn't me today.
I remember when I was a kid, and I grew up in Berkeley. And we had an event like we had this week.
You didn't mature, but you
grew
chronologically
up
got bigger up in Berkeley.
I remember I had to have been about 12 years old at the time, and I came home with like $150 cash at the end of the day.
Wow.
Oh, my dad was so impressed. He was so impressed. Because
were selling illegals? Or?
No, I spent a day cleaning people's yards. Actually, what's funny is me and a buddy went out.
That was a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Back then it was probably like $500 today. So a buddy of mine went out, just started that, and then we hooked up with a couple older guys. They had a chainsaw, and they said, hey, hang with us the rest of the day. We hung with them. They paid us well. So the reason I bring that up is, did any kids do that? Did any kids go out and try to make money at the great opportunity they had this week?
We did that shoveling snow and mowing lawns like you're talking about. Victor's great story about how he's doing badly in school, and his dad makes him get on a roof and work for 2 days.
Yeah.
And when he gets paid, he goes, why would I want to go back to school? I can make great money.
There is a, I get that. You and I get that. I think, yeah.
Yeah.
We got to be careful there. But.
We do.
So I knew the ice storm was coming, and I'm very lucky because I have underground wires, and my house rarely loses power.
I don't knock on for Mike.
So I felt very confident. Had not a Dodge Wednesday morning.
Well, that's right.
I got out of here. I left at 8 a.m. on Wednesday morning, drove to Hocking Hills, Ohio, which is 5 hours south of my house, 4 hours from most people in the Detroit area. And while it was cold and miserable here, just those 4 hours away, it was 74 and sunny all day long. And I went down to the hunting property. I spent the entire day out in the woods just enjoying a 74-degree day. Literally worked with my shirt off because in the middle of the woods, no one saw me.
It renews you, doesn't it?
Oh, I felt like I was in Florida for a day. And
there
were
pictures of you on Facebook running sans clothing through the woods down there. You didn't see those?
No.
Somebody saw you.
No. I missed that.
But they blurred your head.
It was so cool just to get away for one day and get beautiful weather that close to home while everyone was getting hammered here. Now, when I got home last night, nobody shoveled my lawn, my walk, my driveway. I have a plow placed about a 12-inch high mound right in front of my driveway, you know, when it plowed the driveway or plowed the street.
And it froze.
And everything's frozen.
Yeah,
and I'm not going to mess with it. No. It's supposed to be close to 50 degrees tomorrow.
Me neither, buddy.
I'm going to let the sun melt it all and just hope everyone is safe. Listen, we have a great show coming up for you.
Let's talk about your magic mix, too, for people.
We need to talk about the magic mix. We need to talk about the article in the Detroit News Homestyle section and another article that went out this week in a different media. And we'll talk about that when we get back from break. And, you know, the construction season's coming, isn't it, buddy?
It is. It's coming really fast. We're telling people if you want a new bathroom, you want a safe bathroom, one you can age in safely, then you got to call the company that Ken and I have been talking about for years.
You're right. A bathroom in a day or a walk-in tub in a day. A company that can help someone who is aging or have injuries stay in their house long-term. And, of course, we must be talking about our good friends at Atlas Home Improvement.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Having a lot of fun today. We are going to invite your calls at 888-654-4897. Are you awake now? I had to push Ken to get him, get your head off the desk here. Hey, last week, the Backyard Pool and Spa Show, if that didn't get people's motors running,
Ready for spring or summer.
Yeah. How cool.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever looked so forward to a spring as I'm looking this year. It has just been such a gray winter. And it's right around the corner. I mean, we are less than, what, 2 or 3 weeks from daylight savings time?
Oh, we are.
I'm just going to give us another hour of sun every day?
I'm on the phone with my oldest, who is in, as you know, Southern California. And she's rejoicing because you look up and it's nothing but clouds and it's raining. We love it so much because it never does happen.
Good for that. Okay, yeah.
I said, well, darling, except for the rain, that's every day here, if you remember.
Right.
He grew up in Michigan. She goes, I know, Dad, but when you don't see it, you miss it. So I thought I'd throw that out there. When you don't see it, you miss it. I just want a chance to miss it.
Yeah, you're right. You want a chance to miss it. Jesus. No, I'm looking forward to spring. And you and I have told people the housing, especially the remodeling industry, is not going to slow down. Not this year, not next year.
No.
And if you think you want something done to your house, I don't care if it's a roof, a pool, a kitchen floor, you need to start planning today to have it done this year.
I agree with you 1,000%. But how about those people that are getting things done by companies that aren't a great referral? And then when they have an issue, I don't know who to call, or I called them and they won't take care of my problem. And it's like, you didn't deal with our people.
It's because people are dumbing down.
Whoa.
I mean, they are. They hear from us. They hear from other people out there that it's hard to find people, okay? And then they make a call, they don't get a call back. They make two more calls, they don't get a call back. Then they finally get someone to come to their house, and they go, all right, you're hired. And that's the only reason they hired him, is because they were the one that showed up at the house. Yes.
I get it. I agree with you.
And they make bad choices, because the unethical people will take advantage of a situation like that, an economy like that.
You're so right.
The ethical people will not, and they'll be honest with you. They'll tell you, look, we're 8 weeks out. Look, we have a supply issue. Look, you know, here's your warranty. The ones that aren't ethical will come in, get it done, leave, and you will have a hard time getting back. And we had an email like that this week, did we not, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, explain that to people, please.
Well, we had a few. But the gist of them, well, there was one, a person hired a roofing company that was not one of ours and had a leak. And they can't even find a phone number to call this company. And you hate to be mercenary or sound mercenary, but let's say it was Kearns Brothers.
Okay.
And we got an email on it. First of all, Kearns Brothers' number is always easy to find.
They always pick up the phone.
They always pick up the phone. And absolute worst case scenario, if we contacted Mark and said, Mark, do you know about these people? And he'd go, no, gosh, let me call them right away because I want to take care of that problem.
Sure.
That's truly how our referrals work. So, gosh, I feel bad when people call us. And we go, we can't help you. You got to call them.
We have over 40 to 50 housing professionals at the InsideOutsideGuys.com. Chuck, I bet we average out of the thousands of emails we send and referrals we give people every year, we average probably 5 or 6 emails a year of people who are upset with one of our team partners. And here's what we do when we get those. We send them right to the team partner. And at that point, we don't have to worry about it. If we had a complaint about Kearns, which I don't think we ever have.
No.
We'd send it right to Mark Kramer. Yep. And you and I both know from that point forward, we will not have to worry about that issue again. And if we send it to somebody, and then we get an email back from that person saying they never got a hold of us, which, again, has never happened, then you and I are going to go, hey, what's going on here, guys? You know, you need to take care of people.
Yep.
That's one of the benefits our listeners get by using one of our team partners. Now, here's another thing that happened this week, buddy. A gentleman gets us an email and said, hey, I'm going to use your plumber, and they charge this much per hour. They better be good, or you'll be hearing from me. That was the email. And you and I always tell people, we get questions all the time about price. Chuck and I won't even talk about price on email. We won't even comment on pricing on email because, first of all, we've been out of the industry so long, we can't keep up with it. And if you don't like someone's price, don't hire them. That's the bottom line. Don't hire them.
Exactly.
And if you do and you have an issue with them, good companies. Chuck, there are people out there that can get roofs for probably 60% of what a lot of companies will put a roof in for. But look at the fine print. Look at who pulls the permit. Look at who's responsible for the warranty. Look at who's responsible. You have a problem. You have to call the manufacturer, not the person that installed the roof. You know, that's not a quality company. A quality company is Kearns. Hey, I know the shingle's loose. All right, send an email to Kearns, and they'll take care of it. That's what quality companies do.
Kanga's that way. Pro Homes that way.
You're right.
And Victor's is that way. And it's fascinating. Again, I know we sound mercenary because people go, well, they're your sponsors. You would say that. But I'm telling you,
no.
You and I have been around long enough when the whole roofing industry, since we're using Kearns as the example here, used to be that way. If you had a roof put on, even as a builder, let's say I had a problem with a shingle, and I call the place I bought the shingles from. They would call the manufacturer. They would send out a rep, and I'm telling you, it used to be this way. The rep would go, there's an installation issue. It's on you.
Yeah.
Or it's prorated, and we'll give you 10% of the 100% that you spent. And it's like, that's not right. So these good companies, that's a huge deal.
It is.
Big.
It is. And our companies, our team partners, have an extra incentive to take care of our listeners. They don't want any bad press or anything getting out there about them.
And you're right. Specialists.
You're right. You have an issue. And I think, Chuck, you want to be able to call. Let's talk Kanga. You have an issue with their roof. You don't call CertainTeed. You call Bill Jr. Bill Jr. meets the CertainTeed rep out at the job, not
exactly.
You.
Exactly.
You have someone making sure you have a good roof on your house. If you wind up being your own builder and put the roof on, you call CertainTeed up. The CertainTeed rep comes out. His first question is, who installed it? Well, me and my buddies.
you know, you and I say, and our practitioners, our sponsors say, the worst problem is the one they never hear about from the owner.
Amen.
They want to hear about any issues.
And sometimes we'll send our team partners letters. They'll go, we haven't heard about this.
Exactly.
So it's all about communication, everybody. But here's one tip we want to give people. This is very important. If you need a new roof this year and some chimney repair, make sure you do the chimney repair first. You don't want to get a new roof and then have masons walking all over your roof. We're getting to the time of year where a company like Brickworks Property Restoration is going to be so busy because there's so much masonry work out there, whether it's porches, chimneys, you name it, masonry, concrete. We want you to get a hold of Brickworks Property Restoration.
888-654-4897. We'd love to hear from you. Hey, you know, you hear a lot about PFAS, PFAS.
PFAS.
PFAS in drinking water, and man, it is a big issue. But a shock to us, from our experts at Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions. There's no federal drinking water standard for PFAS in municipal water sources.
Well, of course not, because then they'd have to deal with it. There's so much of it. How could they possibly set a standard for it?
Isn't that
amazing? None of it's good for you. Yeah.
So it's an issue for private well owners. It's an issue for anybody at a municipal system. I would check with my municipal system. But here's the thing. You can get a free water test from Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions. Find out what's in there, and they can prescribe a treatment solution for you. Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? It's all free. Why wouldn't you get your water tested for free? It makes absolutely zero sense not to.
You know, you and I heard that, and we've got a friend in northern Michigan that has government contracts to test municipal systems, including those at rest areas. And he told us a few years ago that that's one of the things that they test for, and it's in most of the water people drink, and we don't even know about it.
Yeah.
Isn't that? Weird, but scary.
Let me ask a question, though. Is it everything that we drink water out of have some of that in it? Whether it's a plastic water bottle.
If it's plastic, it's
has PFAS in it. PFAS in it, right? If it's like your Tupperware, has PFAS in it. A plastic cup is going to have PFAS.
You mentioned drinking out of a bottle that's been in the sun, a plastic bottle, and you can taste the water tastes differently.
Either a bottle of water that's been heated up too much or frozen in the bottle, and then you try to drink those, and you can taste that stuff. You can, and I won't touch it. I will not drink it.
Take advantage of someone like Beauchamp. Why wouldn't you?
Why
Gosh,
wouldn't you?
I know. It's scary stuff.
Chuck, we had an email this week from a lady who was having an issue with her deck. She said it was only a couple years old, but it's starting to sink already. The deck's actually starting to sink, and some of the railings are starting to become a little loose.
She didn't hire a professional.
She didn't hire professionals like Decks Unlimited, and that's who we told her to call. And when it comes to deck sinking, believe it or not, that's really not that tough to solve. You get someone who knows what they're doing.
That's the key.
Yeah, that's the key. And they can come in and they can stop a deck from sinking. And I can say something like, this is an easy job. Well, an easy job for someone like myself, it might take 3 days and it may be labor intensive.
And you got to stop and think how to do it, but you could do it.
Yeah, but we could do it. I mean, you just have to dig a better foundation. Here's one thing people don't consider when they're building decks, Chuck, is what side of the house does that deck face, or what area does that deck face? If it gets zero sun, if it's facing north and it only gets a little bit of sun in the morning, you're going to get more frost in that ground in that backyard. So you really want to make sure that you dig those footings for that deck a minimum of 42 inches, which is the state law here in Michigan. And if you don't, you could either wind up sinking or wind up buckling or wind up rising. You really need to be conscious of that. That's why it's so important to have a professional like Decks Unlimited do that work.
Yeah, and boy, I almost hate to hear myself mouthing this, but that's one of the reasons that a lot of jurisdictions require footing inspections before those decks
now,
are built.
And here's what a lot of people don't know, because this happened to me years ago, and I did not know it until it happened. This was probably 20 years ago. I had a contractor contact me that wanted me to dig a footing for an addition they were doing. And, okay, sure. Easy, you know.
Wanted you to
dig a foundation for an addition.
Dig it or install it?
Install it. I'm sorry. Dig it, pour it, reinforce it, all that stuff. So I dug down the 42 inches, and at the bottom of that trench was black dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you cannot do a foundation on black dirt. It's unstable soil. We had to dig down another 6 feet before we found clay that was acceptable. And I had to go to the contractor. And of course, his first thing is, I'm not paying anymore. I go, well, okay, then we'll see you later. We're done. Bye. You know, I mean,
I'll
cut my losses now, then cut them when I'm done
with
the job.
You better do something about it.
And no, by the time that day was done, he had to go to the homeowner and he had to say, look, this is state law. We have to follow it this way. We have to do this. Homeowner didn't like it, but contractor, you know, can't find out what kind of soil they live on. So,
and you may not know, it's funny, Steve Berger, a custom builder in the Ann Arbor area, they've been around forever. They had a subdivision. They owned the land, right? They're building a house.
Okay.
and they ran into a similar situation that you describe, where they were digging down maybe 5 feet for a walkout basement, and they hit peat, the kind of soil you're talking about.
Yep.
They ended up spending an additional, I remember this from almost 30 years ago, $27,000 to get down to stable soil and then build back up.
For every house in the sub?
No, that was one house.
Oh, my gosh.
They ran into that on one lot and one house. But 27, I mean, this is decades ago. You know, so it's a lot of money today.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what it was 25, 30 years ago?
No. No.
I hear that. Whoa.
And those are things when someone sees a brand new house and they go, I love that house. I want that house. I'm going to buy that house. How do they know that it was done correctly? They don't. They just don't.
No.
Yeah. So you've got to count. That's why these inspections are so, so, so important.
It is. So it's huge. I just, yeah, you and I could speak so much about that. Your magic mix.
My magic mix.
So for the people
emails on that, yeah.
We don't want people using a pickaxe. I've actually seen that done, where people are breaking ice with a pickaxe on their front porch and their sidewalk. Well, obviously, when that pickaxe gets through the ice, it's going to chip the concrete. You don't want to do that.
You pull off concrete with the ice.
Gosh. Oh.
No, you're right. And with the weather we've been having, it is so important that it stays, that your walkway, your driveway, stay safe, Chuck. And there is so much salt thrown around by these contractors. It is, everyone's so worried about the environment. Why aren't we more worried about that? I mean, because that salt is terrible for our environment.
Should we
terrible.
Ask for people to call if they have witnessed mound of salt anywhere in the last 3 days?
Doesn't that drive you crazy when you're driving down the road and you see a big mound in the middle of the road?
I get angry.
Me too. Because it attacks concrete. It's
and
like
asphalt.
And asphalt. It's like dipping steel in acid.
It is.
You what you see, next time you're out, look at all the joints in the concrete. Look at all the cracks in the asphalt. Everything that was in there has been ripped out because of all the salt they put down. You're right, Chuck. I hate it too.
I know.
Hey, we want everyone to stick around at 10:05. We're going to have Jason Head, who is the Assistant Executive Director of NECA, the National Electronic Contractors Association of Michigan. We're going to be talking about car chargers. We're going to be talking about solar, the EV. I mean, everyone eventually is going to have an EV car charger, and they have some great, great deals and some great incentives that the governor is giving out. He's going to talk about when he comes on.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get a chance. A lot of people don't even know what NECA is or what they're doing in residential, so we'll chat about that, kind of a welcome call.
Or EV charging. Yeah.
So if we don't have time to get to all of that, we will try, but we'll certainly give you a resource when we talk to Jason.
We'll be taking your phone calls as well. As anyone wants to call up and ask the guys a question, 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897.
Looking forward to it. Also want to refer to our article that appeared in the Detroit News Homestyle section yesterday regarding the air that we breathe. We answered a bunch of questions that we've answered throughout the last 15 years, right?
Yeah.
We get them all the time. Yeah. But we kind of narrowed the focus on clean air, duct cleaning, duct sanitizing, the kind of junk that you're breathing in that's coming right through your ducts every time that furnace or air conditioner runs.
You're right.
So make sure you look that article up. Is that posted on our Facebook?
Yes. Yes, it is. Did you know that vehicles nowadays are made with an air cleaner, air filter for inside of the vehicle?
Oh,
you
yeah.
You have one in your truck.
I have one in my summer car.
I hate that.
What do you hate about it? That you have to replace the filter?
Yeah. It's just another thing. If I want the air cleaner on my car, I'll open the window just to crack. You know, the guy says to me the other day, I'll go get my oil change. He wants to replace that air filter. No, I want to take it out. I don't need to worry about my air inside of my vehicle when I'm driving.
Gosh,
it's
yes.
just another thing to go bad, in my opinion. But
yeah, it's, you know, this time of year, you know, I putz in the garage, right?
You're a putzer, yeah.
With a summer car. And that's one of the things every year that I know I could tell you right where it is. It's right in the backside of the firewall, right next to the battery. And I replaced that filter as well as the engine air filters. And I never much thought about it.
What does it look like
until
when you take
you
it
just
out?
Brought, it's a pleated a media filter.
But is it really dirty when you replace it?
In all honesty, I could probably leave it in for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And I think it's a $25 or $30 filter, so it's not cheap. No, it's not.
You still change your own oil?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I wonder how many people out there do that.
I know. I don't do it on the trucks because you can't find the oil filter on the new trucks anymore. Try to find your oil filter on your new truck.
Gotcha.
Challenge you. I know where they are now, but I'm not doing it. 888-654-GUYS will be taking your calls. We're also going to be talking to Nika after the top of the hour.
We are. And you know what? As all this snow out there melts, and we're definitely going to get some spring rains, keep an eye on your basement and your foundation. If you see any moisture in there, trust the guys when we say it's not going to get better on its own. And it could damage your house and your health as well. So if you need any foundation work, any crawl space work, you want it encapsulated, you need it repaired, you want a lifetime warranty, you want to call Foundation Systems of Michigan. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Don't forget, 24/7, if you need anything, and we mean anything for your home, go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com, ask the guys a question. We will get back to you. Boy, we are getting a ton of your emails. Keep them coming. We will always get back to you. And if by any chance we don't, Chuck, I had one this week where I always copy and paste the email back. So I'm taking the exact email they sent us and sending it back to them.
Which should be
no issues, but then it gets bumped back to us. And I'll take a look at the email and, you know, is there a .com instead of .com, and I'll put .com in there, and then it might get bumped back to us. And there's somebody out there going, those guys didn't answer my email. We always answer your emails.
We do.
Always, always, always.
We take them very seriously. We consider them very important.
Oh, they are who we are. If we ask you to send us your emails, we want your emails. We want to help you out with your home. That's why we started the show. But please make sure you send us the right emails. There are people out there listening right now that I've texted because we ask for people's phone numbers when you send us an email. Some people don't want to give phone numbers, don't want to give cities, and they'll say, I want to get a painting contractor. Okay, well, where are you? We don't want to send you a painting contractor from Ann Arbor if you live in Port Huron. So we at least need to know what city you're at, and then if you do send us a phone number as well, we can always text you back your answer from isiog.com. Okay, so taking your phone calls, 888-654-GUYS. Let's talk to JD in Clinton Township. Good morning, JD. You're on with the guys.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
We're doing great today. We're doing great, JD. How are you, sir?
Great. Well, I'm doing well. I'm looking to put in some Brazilian teak wood hardwood floors in the house. And I've gotten a list of certified installers from the National Wood Flooring Association. And I was wondering if any of you, if either you or Chuck, have individuals or companies that you would recommend. I do have a list that I could provide you that I got from the NWFA, but I don't know anything about any of these individuals, and it's sometimes hard to find reviews on them and, you know, how well they've worked. So I thought I'd pick your brains and see if you can help me.
Well, you said they sent you a list. How many contractors were on that list?
There's probably about 10 of them. I should say there is 10 of them, but I don't know any of them. They're across the metropolitan area.
Okay. I'm going to ask you if this company is on that list because they are close to you. We've referred them plenty of times, and they've done great work. Ultra Floors. You see them on your list?
Not on the list.
Okay. I would give them a call. They're not far from you. They're right in Clinton Township. I'd give them a call and ask their opinion because, like I tell you, we sent them a lot of leads in the past. They've always taken great care of the customers we send them. And we do have another contractor on the west side in the Milford area. I would suggest giving them a call and seeing if they will come out and take a look at it as well. They're called Boardwalk Floors.
Boardwalk, okay.
Boardwalk, yeah, and they're out of Milford. And I don't have that number right in front of me, but I can get it for you here in a second.
Let me ask you a question. Did you already purchase the flooring material and you're looking only for an installer?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, because that's going to be a little tougher for you.
I apologize. I missed that part.
Well, he didn't say it, and I just kind of got the impression because when you named the species and everything, I'm thinking, so is this a tongue and groove teak?
It is.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, it's a three-quarter.
Yep.
Nice stuff.
Yeah, beautiful floor.
We like the idea that you're looking for someone who is certified in installing that. That is so important for certain products. I'm going to give you the number to Boardwalk Floors as well. I want you to give them a call and see if they can help you out. Do you have a pen handy?
I do.
248-854-2027 and ask for Christine.
Okay. And they are located in...
They do great work. They're in Milford, but they travel.
Yeah, they do. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I appreciate it very much. The Brazilian teak wood, when I got all the information from the manufacturer when I purchased it, they recommended someone that were certified installers just because of, contraction and expansion of the floor and so on, making sure that it, it's put in properly.
Yeah. Where did you buy that flooring?
I bought it through an actual online outlet, Brazilian wood company. I don't have the name right in front of me, but it was something that I wanted to look for something that would be sustainable. And, my understanding is one of the census wood floors you can get. So that was important to me in that respect. It's just that
JD,
I didn't realize it was good. Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I want a lot of people who are out there listening to this to hear what we have to say here, because you're going to have a hard time. Matter of fact, it's probably going to be impossible to find a company that will come out and install that floor and put any kind of a warranty behind it, even if they are certified to install it. Now, it is so important, whether it's roof, whether it's siding, floors, that you have certified installers, not just licensed and insured. But the certification says that they are experts in installing that specific product. And when you get that certification, there's usually better warranties that come along with it. That's why we always ask people not to do what you did, to try to get everything from one source, then the warranties from one source. But you did. And I think you're really smart for looking for a certified installer, because the teak wood's different than other kind of hardwoods that are out there. And someone needs to know the way it flexes, the way it when it gets water on it, certain things you need to do that you might not need to do with another product. So very smart doing that. I would call the two numbers we gave you and, try to get a warranty. Definitely try to get a warranty when you know. That's kind of the best advice we can give you, sir.
Well, no, I appreciate it. That's why I was calling. So I'd just like to say you always answer my emails and just let the listening public out there hear that. So appreciate all your help and everything you guys do.
JD, thank you so much, sir.
We appreciate you. Take care of yourself.
You take care, sir. Good call.
Very good call. And I don't think we can say enough or often enough. Try to get an installed product from an installing retailer, because you're right. Warranty is everything.
Absolutely. Hey, stick around after the break. We're going to have Jason Head, Assistant Executive Director of NECA, National Electrical Contractors Association of Southeast Michigan, talking about EV chargers, solar, a lot of stuff, a lot of rebates out there that you're going to want to hear about, right? In the meantime, we're going to go ahead and make this next segment of the Inside Outside Guys brought to you by a company we've already talked about quite a bit. Someone who installs a CertainTeed roof and can give you the actually absolute best warranty possible with that roof. And, of course, that company is Four Seasons Kanga Roof.
Yeah, baby, we got you covered. All right. Hey, we've got a great guest coming up that's going to give you some greater information and resources that you as a homeowner or a business owner are going to need to know about.
Yes, yes. Hey, just a few weeks ago, Chuck, I had the pleasure to going to an event at the Ambassador Cigar over on Rochester Road in Troy, and I got to meet the great people from NECA and IBEW. And one of the gentlemen I got to meet, I think the first guy I walked in was, when I walked in, was Jason Head. And Jason is the Assistant Executive Director of NECA, the National Electrical Contract Association of Southeast Michigan. And the NECA people are really jumping in to the residential area. And Jason's coming on with us right now to talk about then everything that NECA can do for the people that are listening to us right now. Mr. Jason Head, how are you, sir?
Good, good. Good morning, Chuck and Ken. I thank you for letting us come on the show here and share with you some things. And
hey, we appreciate you guys.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you too. And I wish I had a chance to meet you that day, Chuck, but maybe next time. But Ken and me, we knocked it out of the park that day, so that was great.
A lot of fun.
I love it.
We had a lot of fun.
Most people meet Ken and don't feel that way, so that's interesting. I'm kidding you.
You sound like my wife. Anyway.
Explain to our listeners what NECA is and what NECA is all about, please, Jason.
Yeah, no problem. So NECA is the National Electrical Contractors Association. We represent about 240 electrical entities in the southeastern Michigan area. It's a national organization, of course, but we provide education, safety training. We work with our partners over at the IBEW, Local 58. They are the workforce, the labor force, and we are the contractors association. That's what we do.
Jason, our listeners have heard about NECA and IBEW for years on WJR. And you guys are really jumping in big time to the residential market. Can you tell our listeners how you are doing that and how you can help the people in the residential markets, please?
I sure can, Ken. So recently we've identified that there is a really big need for quality electrical contractors and quality electricians in the residential area. I mean, we do a great job already when it comes to work on the commercial and heavy industrial markets, and in residential we just didn't focus on it as much as we have recently. We offer a training over at our training center at in Warren there. More information for that, it's www.eitc.org. And that's our www.detroiteitc.org. Apologize for that. But we have an apprenticeship program over there. We train our workforce there to be comfortable with coming into the homes and provide work such as panel upgrades or EV charging. We have smart panel upgrades we offer. Standby generators. Boy, wouldn't that be perfect at a time like now? We do battery storage, solar. So a whole multitude of offerings we have in our contracting firms. We have contractors like we have Tim over at Streamline and Gary and Jay over at Easy Electric, Ron over at Saturn Electric. We cover the whole jurisdiction. We have contractors that just focus on residential. We have some like, I'm actually calling in right now from Motor City Electric's headquarters here in Detroit. I'm here doing a project with our partners over at with our student chapter rather for Wayne State and Motor City Electric. If there's been a stadium in the area, Motor City's probably been on it, and they're out working big time right now on doing all this utility work, trying to get folks their power back on at their homes. So we really can cover any market that you have, any need that you have, from residential all the way to infrastructure, we that's what we do in the area.
And you guys do it as good, not better than anyone else. Tell us about the Powering Michigan's Future rebate programs, please, Jason.
Yeah, sure. Well, which has been great since we last spoke, Ken. Your listeners, they're fantastic. You have a great audience, right? So we've really seen an uptick in your listeners. They're wanting quality contractors for their homes to do work of their homes. So this rebate program we have, it's an additional incentive. One of our contractors will come out and they'll do a proposal for you. And this is an added incentive or an added rebate program. It's Powering Michigan Rebate Program is what we call it. So perhaps you want to put a little bit of solar on your home, or you want to do an EV charger, because obviously, right, the EV market is just exploding, right? And you just want to, you just don't want to plug into the 110-volt plug that's in the garage, right? You want to have a qualified, licensed, trained somebody doing that work. You want nice installation, right? So we offer an additional incentive for each one of those categories, right? So solar, EV, smart panel upgrades, and the smart panel, it's awesome. Smart panels, they'll talk to other things in your home. You'll be able to dial into the smart panel through an app. You can see what kind of loads are going on. It also, in some instances, it'll talk back to the grid, right? So it'll work with the utility company. It's amazing, the technology that they have. And then also we'll have energy storage, right? So for a power wall per se in your garage, you could put battery storage, and it'll act kind of like a generator. It'll help carry some of the load during an outage like we're experiencing now. So that's it. That's what we have.
Wow, so Jason, thank you.
Yep, for more information,
go ahead.
For more information, visit www.poweringmichigansfuture.com is where you'd find more information about our contractors.
Jason, thank you so much for coming on with today. Chuck and I get back. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. And you guys have just an absolute wonderful program for our listeners to take advantage of this. Jason Head, thank you so much for coming on with us today, buddy. We greatly appreciate it. We'll be singing the praises of NECA for years to come, sir.
Thank you, Jason. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me out. Thank you so much for having me out. Look forward to meeting you, Chuck, and good talk to you again, Ken.
Same to you, Jason. Same to you. Great hey, we're going to make this next. He's a great guy, Chuck. We'll talk more about it when we get back from break. We're going to make this next segment of the Inside Outside Guys brought to you by Sharon's Heating and Cooling. Welcome back to the show, everybody. I want to take a second and thank Jason Head again from NECA and the Ambassador Cigar event that I went down there and met so many great people. One guy that really impressed me, and you heard Jason mention his company, Streamline Electric. It was Tim Leonard, who was the owner of Streamline Electric, and really impressed me. They've got so many, Easy Electric, so many quality,
Motor City,
quality contractors. And, it's like you and I talk about how important certifications are. Well, you can't belong to this union unless you make sure you are caught up. I mean, it's with all of these certifications, with all the continuing education.
Safety training is
safety
so big.
Oh, absolutely. You're right. But really enjoyed that. Thank you so much. And if you're thinking about EV charging, solar, you want to make sure you get a hold of us, and we'll get a hold of the contractors from NECA. We'll also be taking your phone calls for the rest of the hour. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Chuck, we had an email here recently that asked a very simple question: pavers or decorative concrete? They want a patio in the backyard, pavers or decorative concrete? Now, I'll say the exact same thing I said when I answered the email. I'm biased, but I do believe my bias is accurate, and it's based off of 30-some years in the business, okay? Don't ask me which one I'm
now, when you say decorative concrete.
Stamped concrete. There's many types of decorative concrete. There's stamped concrete. There's something that's called exposed aggregate, and you're seeing that more and more around everywhere. It's just an absolute beautiful look. There's stained concrete. So someone wants to know, they want a back patio. Should they get the brick pavers or should they get the concrete? And the answer is they're both beautiful products, but there can be major mistakes made on both if they're not installed correctly, which can affect the job and the maintenance on those for years. I'm going to lean towards
stamped concrete, decorative concrete done correctly. And what I mean by done correctly is a very good base underneath it, a crushed concrete or a limestone base, reinforced.
But that's a little more money.
That's more money. You're right. You're right. But it's worth it. Usually around 3 to 4 inches of a base is what we want there, depending on what the soil is beneath that, obviously. Yeah. If it's a black dirt, that
might
can
even
change.
Be more than that.
Yeah. Then you load that with steel. You put a 3/8 steel, you put a steel mesh in there, you load it with steel. When the contractor pours the concrete, they do not pour it wet like soup. They pour it wet like oatmeal. That makes sense. You want the consistency of oatmeal. And if they do that right, yeah, you may see a hairline crack in it. But the only maintenance you're going to have on that over the years is washing it and sealing it. That's it. That takes a half a day.
I actually think that concrete is a great value, assuming it's properly done, like you said, always. I think it's just a tremendous value. I think in terms of maintenance, in terms of appearance, I think if it's plain concrete, you know, maybe you stain it. I've seen you guys do some beautiful stain work over the years. But I always think of putting furniture in chairs and tables and that kind of stuff. So if it's just a uniform surface and it's properly done, it'll outlast
concrete.
The owner of the house.
I agree with you. Broomed concrete.
Yeah. I really think it's a great, great value, and I've always felt that way.
And here's why. I mean, you can walk up to so many driveways, you name it, just about everywhere, and still see concrete that was laid in the 1940s and 50s.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it may be cracked up. The surface may look like an exposed aggregate at this point because the finish has literally worn away from rain, salt, sleet, snow over the years. But it still functions. People can, and here's what I'd say about a driveway.
Still not mud.
Exactly. A driveway is meant to be able to pull up onto, get out without getting your feet all muddy. Now, when it comes to a patio, you know, you see people who do driveways out of brick pavers. I don't like them, but they still do them. Now, brick pavers compared to stamped concrete. To do brick pavers right, and once again, I'm going to step back to the earth underneath it. If it's a hard clay, not so much. If it's sand, perfect.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
To do pavers right, you need to put about a 12 to 18-inch base into the ground. If a company comes in at $10,000, another company comes in at $5,000, one of your first questions has to be is how deep is the base? We're going to continue this conversation after the break as far as patio pavers versus concrete. We'll talk about that when we get back from the break. In the meantime, Chuck.
And we're going to take your calls, 888-654-4897. How about a window that is guaranteed for the life of your home and transferable to future owners?
Even if the problem isn't the fault of the window, which I think is absolutely amazing. You know, you have an accident and a car hits your house and damages that window. Window World will repair that window for free. Someone throws something through it, damages a frame. Window World will replace that window for free, not just because they're one of the Inside Outside Guys team partners, but they do for everybody. This next segment of the Inside Outside Guys brought to you by our good friends at Window World.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. We've got a couple segments left today. We're on only from 9 to 11, but we'll be on from 10 to noon tomorrow.
Yep. All of a sudden, the phone lines have rung, and we got them lining up. Let's get to them and talk to Wendy in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania first. Good morning, Wendy. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Hi. I have a major problem. I have wooden cupboards in the bathroom that were painted 50 years ago with oil-based paint. They were beautifully done 50 years ago. I had someone come in. I made sure they knew it was oil-based paint. They needed to be primer. They needed to be stripped down and primered. What he stripped down was not very well done. I think he primered with latex primer, painted over it, and now I have paint just peeling off. I can take it and strip it. What's my options?
Well, real quick question first. How did you find the gentleman that did this for you? What was your resource?
A friend of a friend kind of thing that recommended him because they said he does good work.
Okay. Well, I mean, nothing easy. at this point, yeah, you know, we hear that all the time. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. He just obviously didn't know this part of it. And nothing easier from this point. You agree, Chuck?
Really?
It's going to take time.
It's going to take, you're going to have to strip it down, properly prime it, and properly refinish it. I don't see a solution beyond that, quite frankly. It's so common, you know, to try to put an acrylic latex or something like that over an oil, an old oil base,
right,
and it just doesn't work, or an old gloss finish, an old right, gloss enamel. And what you describe happens commonly. I might suggest the Pennsylvania Home Builders Association, the state organization, is an excellent referral base for you.
Good point, buddy.
They are really strong. They have a real strong association, and they can get you somebody close by that is a true professional with that. So I know you don't want to go through it again, but that's the only thing that occurs to me.
Or head to a local Sherwin-Williams store, a Bear store, talk to the professionals there and who they recommend, who buy from them all the time. I can almost guarantee they wouldn't have recommended the guy that, you know, did it. Because those are very, if you're a painter, that's something that every painter knows.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer
if
you're in that industry. And I would say those people at those stores.
I told him flat out. I told him this is oil-based paint. You need to not use latex over top of it. I mean, it wasn't like this was a new concept. I told him flat out. But you don't prime with latex either, correct?
Yeah. Sorry, say that again, please.
You don't prime with latex. That's not the proper primer. If you haven't stripped the old stuff off.
If you were down to raw wood and I was going to use an acrylic latex finish, then I would use an acrylic latex primer made for that finish. And if I was at a Benjamin Moore store or a Mercury Paint store or any professional store, they would give me the two that match up perfectly to each other in that regard.
Wendy, we hope that helps.
What was the Pennsylvania Home? What was that? The builders, home builders?
The Home Builders Association, Pennsylvania.
Okay. HBA of Pennsylvania.
I guarantee you they're a great organization. They can refer you some true professionals.
All right. I will look them up Monday morning. And
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck. Good luck.
Let's
work our way back to Michigan and go through Ohio first. Let's talk to Gary in Toledo. Good morning, Gary. You're on with the guys.
Well, good morning to you guys. It's good to finally talk to you. Last week we had a couple warm days. We had a couple nice days, and I noticed that my leaf guard had blown off my eaves trough, and I went up and was replacing that, and I was surprised how many little stones off of my roofing was in the gutter. I was talking to my neighbor, and he said that his last house he had metal roofing installed. And I know I'm going to need another roof, and I just wanted to know what your opinion was on metal roofing versus the asphalt shingles.
That's a great question. So you're seeing granulars, the asphalt granulars fill up your gutters, right?
Yes, sir. I continued out up on the roof. I walked around. There's one spot I can actually see a little bit of fiberglass on one of the shingles. It's not everywhere, but just in that one shingle. But I know that it's going to need another roof. I think it's about 20-some years old now. So I do have to put another roof on.
Okay. So your question is, what's the difference or some of the advantages or disadvantages from metal versus asphalt? And Chuck, would your opinion a metal roof, would you call that a permanent roof?
Should be.
Should be. Thank you.
but there's different metal roofs, you and I.
And here's why I say this, and people love metal roofs, but Chuck, you know the spot up in Oscoda that I talk about that's a metal roof that's probably been there around 15, 20 years that all the paint or the surface has peeled off of. And if that was someone's house, this is a business. If that was someone's house, if that was my house, I'd be furious.
I would too.
Absolutely furious. So with the asphalt shingles that are out there today, those now have lifetime warranties attached to them. Yeah, we all know there's different qualifiers for that. Do you think Chuck, is the investment for steel, which definitely costs more money, is it worth it?
If I was a young man and I had the money and it fit the style of the home.
Yeah, that's huge. That's key.
You and I have seen some ugly steel.
Yeah.
Some ugly stamped roofing. At my age, I mean, I really believe a good company, an installing retailer, I'm not going to buy the shingles and then find somebody to nail them on, but an installing contractor like a Kearns Brothers or Kanger or Pro Home or Victor's, they will give me 30 to 50 year guarantee that that roof will work.
With a G.
With a G. And to me, that's the best value out there because they're going to do a system. Now, that having been said, there are some metal roofs that we really do like. Mm-hmm. They're going to cost you a heck of a lot more on the front end. And arguably, they may last even longer than that. So it's a question of, you know, what are you looking for in terms of duration versus value?
Does that make sense?
That's a good point. Yes, sir, it does. I just turned 70. I don't know how many more years I'll be living in this home. So I think you pretty much answered my question. I have not investigated the prices of the metal. I have put two asphalt roofs on already, and I'm happy with those. So I think you answered my question. I appreciate that.
Let me just, for everyone else out there listening, let me just say one thing. Whoever you have come out for the steel, don't let anyone tell you the asphalt shingles are junk. Because that's what they like to do, come out and tell you everything that they think is wrong with asphalt shingles. And they're not a bad product.
Yeah, they sell against that rather than upselling their own product.
Exactly.
They downplay, you know, the really good asphalt product. And I'm going to be putting a new roof on my home in the next couple of years. And I've got a GAF timber line up there. Mm-hmm. I'll go with another textured, architectural grade asphalt.
Hopefully that answers your question, sir. We appreciate
yes, sir.
Time,
I sure appreciate your time. Yeah, thank you very much.
God bless, buddy. Thanks. All right, let's stick to the phones. Talk to Marge in Sterling Heights, who has a question about repairing cracks on the concrete floor. Good morning, Marge. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. I've got a problem. We were picking up the family room carpeting, which is on a slab, and we saw a crack, and then as we were pulling the carpet back, the crack is across the family room, and it has some spiders going to the side.
Is there any shifting? When you walk over, can you tell that it's a different level a little bit, or is it pretty much smooth all the way?
Well, part of it is not smooth. It is offset some, but the rest seems to be flat.
Okay. What are we talking about width of the crack?
What do you mean?
How much?
How much has it displaced? Are we talking a quarter inch, half an inch?
Not quite a quarter inch.
Okay. All right. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to local big box store and go to the concrete section, and you're going to pick up a trowelable product called Sika Flex. S-I-K-A Flex. And it comes in a gray polyurethane. And what you don't want to do, you want to make sure it is trowelable. You do not want to get the self-leveling. Okay? So
there's two different types.
Two different types. Take a wire brush, run it through that crack, then take a paintbrush and run it through that crack. So that paintbrush will get all the dust away from there, okay? And then you simply use a caulk gun and put the stuff in that crack. And if you want to smooth it out, this is for DIYers, have a cup of soapy water handy. Dip your finger in that soapy water and just smooth it out with your finger. Have a rag to wipe your finger off on, and that will seal that crack.
Well, I'll tell you, it goes across the whole family room.
It's not going to shift anymore. Yeah, it's not going to shift anymore. You just don't want any ants or anything crawling up through there. So you just want to seal it off. It's not going to be structural. It'll just make sure that nothing's coming up through that crack. And that's all you need. And we greatly appreciate your call. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Mike from Centerline, who needs some LED replaced. And a company out in that area, Lake Point Electric, is who we're going to refer him to do this. You'll hear more about that when we get back from break. In the meantime, this next segment brought to you by Lake Point Electric.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. We're going to stick to the phones because we're almost out of time today. So let's go right back to who we've got on the phones with us, Ken.
Let's see who we have on the line next to us. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike from Centerline. We got a list in front of us. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Good. I got a bad cold. Sorry for the voice.
Hey, that's Chuck.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. I got a floodlight in the back that does the strobing. So I bought two replacement LED floodlights because I got one on the side of my house and one on the back. And unfortunately, I called Dominic from East Point Electric, and that was on the 13th on a Monday. And he scheduled me for an install on the 20th, the following Monday. And he said his electrician was going to do a job in Clinton Township, and he'd be at my place sometime between 12 and 3. Well, he never showed up. About 3:45, I called Dominic and left him a voicemail message. And I haven't heard back from him since, so I don't know who to talk to anymore about getting the. I want a reputable electrician company to come out and do it, but I'm kind of leery now that he didn't even return my phone call.
And that was from East Point Electric, you said?
East Point Electric. I talked to a gentleman named Dominic.
Okay. Now, we have a company called Lake Point Electric. You're not getting those confused, are you, by any chance? I wouldn't think so, because they're very good at answering their calls. Let me give you a phone number. Let me give you a phone number for them, okay?
I mean, you can call Paul.
Ask to talk to Paul. Yeah. Ask for Paul, Lake Point Electric. The number is 586-250-4877.
Yep. And talk to Paul.
Talk to Paul. Paul's the man. He'll make sure you get taken care of.
Yeah, Dominic is on vacation at Lake Point right now. So if that's who you talk to.
Well, he said East Point.
Too. I know he did.
Yeah. No, if okay, I sir? Said East Point, I meant Lake Point. Maybe my voice isn't the best for talking right now. But yeah, no, I talked to Dominic at Lake Point Electric.
Okay, some kind of confusion there because they are very, very on top of the
ball. They are.
We'll make sure that someone's talked to you. Give them a call, and we'll also contact Paul for you as well, okay?
Thanks so much, guys. I really appreciate it. Sorry about my voice. I picked up a bad cold.
Get healthy.
Don't be sorry. Yeah, just get healthy, sir. Thank you very much. We appreciate your call. All right, let's stick to the phones. Talk to Donna and Taylor. Good morning, Donna. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I got a real problem in the backyard. I had a big elm tree. A lot of the big branches fell off. They're on my garage, on my neighbor's garage, and there's no way I can take care of it. So I wondered if you had somebody that might be able to help clean this mess up, get the branches off my roof.
And my neighbor's roof. Do you have a pet? Do you have a pen handy?
I sure do.
Okay, we want you to call first a company called Little Monsters Tree Service.
Okay.
And the phone number is 734-363-1077.
Okay, 734-363-1077.
Yeah, give them a call. Tell them the guy sent you to them, and they should take great care of you.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
You're very welcome, Donna. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go back to Clinton Township and talk to Pam. Good morning, Pam. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. I am busy cleaning out my refrigerator. Our electricity just came back on.
Good.
I have a question about a roof. We have a 20 by 20 shed. It holds our equipment for the lawn and yard. And it has a shed-style roof, which is flat, and it has about maybe a 20-degree angle. So it's higher in the front and lower in the back. And my son was up there cleaning the branches off because it's in the shade under trees. And he says the roof is soft, which, yep, it is. I got a contractor out here. He wants to put a metal roof on. I think that's overkill for a shed. I'm not sure how much longer my husband and I are going to be in this house. So I want to know what kind of other options I have besides a metal roof that's going to cost almost $6,000.
Wow, for a shed.
I know, a 20 by 20 shed.
Wow.
with a single slope roof, with a shed roof.
Yeah,
you know, you could put a 30-pound rolled roofing on something like that and half-lap it. If your son's capable of doing it, he could have it done in
my
a day.
Son lives in
Say that again?
My son lives in Virginia, so he
gotcha.
He's not capable of doing that.
Gotcha.
I don't have anyone capable of doing that.
Okay, right by you. Oh, geez. Here, you got a pen?
Yep.
586-566-0308, or go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com and look up Kanga Roofing. They're right by you. Ask for Bill Jr. He will take care of you. They're a great company, a great family. Everyone listening, we will be back tomorrow if you have any more questions
for us. At 10 a.m.
At 10 a.m. Make sure you listen to us tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. I want to thank Jason Head from NECA. Danielle and Dave, thank you so much. Everyone, stay tuned for MSU pregame. Don't forget during the week, if you need anything, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook, because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
Everybody, thank you. Bye-bye.